This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now for your roundup of all things accessible with something for the weekend. This weekend's recommendations celebrate romance in all forms, from budding to rekindled to star-crossed and twisted. This Valentine's weekend, Netflix whisks us away to Italy with successful businessman Eric and his daydreaming daughter, Olivia. After purchasing a crumbling villa for just €1, Olivia plans to spend her life savings restoring the property. Her dad, Eric, does not approve, and in a desperate bid to halt her plans, he flies out to change her mind. However, Italy has different plans for him, as it delivers on its legendary promise of beauty, magic, and romance.
Hi, Dad.
So you're buying an Italian villa?
Small towns are selling old houses for €1 to bring new people in. The mayor was telling me all about the whole scheme.
At least you admit it's a scheme.
Dad, this is Francesca Pucci, mayor of Montezetta.
Okay, let's go see what a buck buys around here. The €1 price tag makes sense now.
For €1, you expect the Sistine Chapel?
You realize that DIY means do it yourself.
It's the best villa in town, huh?
You say that about every place.
Si.
How are you going to support yourself?
I'll figure it out.
Dad's worry.
Cic cioccolato, per favore.
You're Italian in some.
It's in process, yes.
American, son.
Dad has a secret that before he was a boring consultant, he was a professional chef.
You do realize you're in Italy, right? There's no better place to rediscover your passion. I can show you.
It's a date.
Really?
That's a saying in America. People say that. They say it all the time.
Okay, then. It's a date.
It's never too late to renovate your love life. You can enter La Dolce Villa now on Netflix. Apple TV's latest exhilarating thriller takes us on a wild ride through a remote canyon where danger lurks at every turn. Two highly trained operatives guard either side of the gorge, protecting the world from an undisclosed, mysterious evil that lies in wait. The pair form a bond from afar, and as they work together in a test of both their physical and mental strength to keep the secret in the gorge before it's too late.
I have new orders that require me to go dark for at least a year, maybe more. A special assignment in an undisclosed location.
As an elite sniper, are you presently under any private or military contract?
No. There's not a lot of reasons for me right now.
What if I gave you a reason?
There she is. West Tower Observation Post. Your home for the next 365 days. There is no outside communication here.
What's that on the other side?
That is East Tower. Contact with the other side is strictly forbidden.
So what's the mission? To keep people from going in the gorge?
No. You need to stop what's in the gorge from coming out. The gorge is the door to hell. And we're standing guard at the gate.
Starring Anya Taylor-Joy and Miles Teller, The Gorge is Waiting on Apple TV. For those looking for a darker twist to a romantic tale, A Killing Cold by Kate Alice Marshall is a thrilling account of a woman invited to her wealthy fiancé's family winter retreat, only to realise that they are hiding a terrible secret and that she has been there before. When Theodora met Scott, she fell in love instantly. They appear the perfect match, but when the pair take a trip to Scott's family cabin in Idlewood, Theo finds something impossible, a photo of herself as a child.
Mrs. Dalton, to you, obviously. Granddad's in charge of the business, but Grandma's in charge of the family. If she likes you, you're in.
And if she doesn't like me, I ask?
Oh, we just take you up to the top of the mountain for a ritual sacrifice.
He assures me, deadpan, and I roll my eyes at him.
Don't worry, Theo. She'll like you.
My heart thuds hard, just once, and I'm sick with a feeling that might be dread or hope. I need Connor's family to like me because I need Connor. I need the soft touch of his hands and the smell of his skin, and it feels impossible that I didn't know him at all this time last year.
Take a trip to Idlewood this weekend in A Killing Cold by Kate Alice Marshall. Available now on Audible and Kindle. Critical Thinking is the latest release from Manic Street Preachers. The album critiques the commodification of critical thought in a society driven by consumerism, calling for a deeper, more meaningful engagement with ideas and challenges to the status quo. With its energetic and introspective lyrics, it captures the band's continued commitment to challenging political and cultural norms. Released today on Columbia, check out Critical Thinking by Manic Street Preachers. Over on the big screen, Bridget Jones returns to the dating scene in the fourth installment of the classic rom-com film series. After a life-changing event, she juggles motherhood, her career, and her quest for love. Attempting to navigate the ups and downs of her personal life, she finds herself entangled with a much younger man.
Bridget, you're a widow with two wonderful children. My advice to you is put your own oxygen mask on first.
It's been 4 years now.
I've set you up on Tinder.
What's Tinder?
Mommy! Mabel's stuck up the tree!
We're going to die!
Everything all right, Mrs. Darcy?
Oh, my God.
Hiya.
I've climbed a magical man tree.
Hello.
You can call me Rockstar.
Bridget Jones.
But you can call her Mummy.
Is that the tree, Adonis? How old are you?
28.
Oh!
No, I'm just kidding. I'm 29.
We are about to embark on an adventure.
You sure you're up to this?
I'm your girl.
Sparklingly charming yet awkward as ever, Bridget strives for a second chance at love in Bridget Jones' Mad About the Boy in cinemas across the UK this Valentine's Day. Now that's it for this week's roundup. Let us know if you've checked out any of this week's or previous week's recommendations. You can email radio@rnib.org.uk or tweet us @RNIBRadio or find us on Facebook as RNIB Connect Radio. Take care and enjoy your weekend of love.